This podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation.
Wild things need to be free.
Well, young ladies, we are indeed fortunate in the weather for our picnic to Hanging Rock.
All right, let's go check out some rocks.
Australian cinema has long showcased our distinctive landscapes. From the barren dust bowl of Mad Max to the enigmatic backdrop of Picnic at Hanging Rock.
The rock itself is extremely dangerous.
These settings animate tales of dystopian futures, colonial violence, justice and retribution. But beyond the dramatic plot lines, so many of these films evoke some of the biggest environmental issues confronting us today. Water scarcity, climate change, species loss, First Nations sovereignty and how to properly care for country. It's all there, if you know where to look. I'm Dylan Bird, and in association with Environmental Film Festival Australia, this is Seeing Green, a podcast exploring how Australian cinema has shaped our relationship to land, water, and country. Could Australian film help us to imagine new solutions to our environmental crises? Join me and a cast of experts in film, science, and beyond as we put on our green-tinted glasses and revisit some classics of the Australian screen in entirely new ways.
We wanted to take kind of a new and maybe even surprising approach to some films that many people know so well.
For a film that was forgotten, it is unforgettable.
From there, the story grew in his mind that he was going to create this world of car gangs and car stunts and car crashes.
I don't really want to watch preachy films. I'd rather watch trash, to be honest.
What happens when expertise butts up against each other?
Seeing Green is made at Swinburne University of Technology and Monash University and is supported by an Australian Research Council Discovery Grant. Subscribe in your favourite podcatcher.